here since 1997, and I cannot tell you what is the rule of people not attending a meeting for 3 times of the committee, but I'm not there. When you are not all here, we do feel that I'm seeing that today the house is full. Maybe it's because that these days will be debating important things of the nation, the sauna. Everyone is coming for the interest of his or her party. I'm taking this opportunity to say this is the second set of meetings. We've said Happy New Year, welcome back in Cape Town. I'm suspecting, I've said last time, this is a busy year towards 2016 for local government. We know that we are all politicians, and sometimes our budgets will be taking us away every now and then. I'm expecting that this year will not always have all of us, and it's natural. So I must tell you that I'm not aware of that, because we all want to lead in these municipalities, irrespective of what airports can. But if you can respect, ask our leaders that on the days of the committee, they must release us. We know that we are having provincial leaders, national leaders in these committees. But let's try to ask that they must give us our Tuesday, in order that we must take a decision, collective decision. This is one of committee that is always together on the challenge of the sport transformation. We always thinking, come 5 years, we want to leave a mark of what we have contributed to transform our sport. So I'm just appealing. I know that you cannot take decision upon your party, but my appeal is that at least our parties must give us our Tuesday, release us in whatever task that they are giving us, that we must come form a quorum, in order that even if we are going back to do the work of our organization, we must know what we are saying, because we'll be moving, taking decisions, and we need to take it together. With those words, the house is full, and I'm appreciating that in our agenda, unless, because we are here, you want to add something that you are thinking that in this agenda it's not put, especially maybe announcement, or I don't know. Can you accept the agenda? I'll need a hand to adopt today's agenda. Honorable Abrams and Honorable Malawi.
Good morning, Chairperson. Yes, I propose adoption of the agenda as is. Thank you.
Seconded.
Okay. Let's go to point number one. Matters for consideration. Which are those minutes? Guide us. Honorable members, page 1 on the minutes of 3rd February. You know what I've forgotten? I've forgotten to ask that staff, are you feeling well about what was just done? Or are you thinking that the chairperson was supposed to call you aside? Me right, because I've apologized on behalf of you. We are part of us, and your mistake is our mistake. Yeah, I want to see you as we are smiling. We are somebody who's always smiling, but I'm suspecting that I take you with surprise. Sometimes I'm just that person that I don't need to always that you must have some forget the money. Okay. Page 1. I'm giving you even the chance of devils to give you the deal. Page 4. Page 7. Can we first and foremost look at what has arisen before we adopt? I'm suspecting this action something is assisting us to talk about matters arising and confirm in order that we must adopt. That is, this is true reflection of the minions, and we don't want to accept them, want to add. So that's why I'm saying matters arising. anything that you want to talk about it, follow that.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think there will be no materializing on minutes, only the adoption of the minutes.
We can have matters arise because we're here discussing, and there is now improvement of the minutes, that there is also an action. So we don't action things that we didn't discuss. If we don't have anything to say, let's adopt the minutes.
Chair, from my side, the minutes are quite
detailed and substantive. And I think, in all honesty, it's the first time we've had such expansive and detailed minutes. I'd like to just congratulate the team and hope that going forward we'll have as much expansive minutes as that, because they also cover everything that was moved in detail, unlike on previous occasions where they were. So on that note, I'd move for adoption.
And Ms. Fekwanda? Honourable.
Thanks for the opportunity, Chair. I do second on the understanding that we'll still discuss now matters arising from the minutes as a separate item. Thank you.
I'm happy that the minutes are like this, and maybe they were proud of what they've done, that we must have this day to see how the minutes and the action they've put it on. And it was our discussion, honorable member, saying that sometimes this thing of minutes, we're not taking it seriously, and we took decisions and we don't action. So the minutes has been adopted, and matters arising as a separate point, which is number two. Can you entertain that, Honorable Fulton?
Thank you, sir. On page 9, there's a request that was made and accepted. I would say it's the third paragraph from the bottom. That the content advisor of the request to identify pertinent issues from the minutes of action by the committee, has that been done?
Because that then will help to lead the discussion, as it were.
I think it was done. I'm not sure if the document has been circulated.
In front of us, there is a document update on action taking post meetings. It is with us. And we'll be entertaining it if we don't have any other thing in the matter arising. We must look at this document. The unfortunate part, we just received it. So we'll be going page by page, giving 2 minutes to read it. Can we proceed like that? Honorable Manan.
Thanks, Mr. Chairperson. On the reference minutes, 21st October 2015, I don't know if maybe we're still coming to that date or is the date that needs to be corrected.
Yes,
thank you.
We need to correct that for Boston to tell you what we've seen it. With Sune, and it's a reference minutes 21st October 2014. It's an error to say 2015. Can we go to that document? Page 1, let's take 2 minutes to look at, or a minute to look at page 1 and say something. The minister should be invited to keep the committee on cover something, because he is treasurer.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, that very first item is quite pertinent, Chair. It's worth our while to spend a little bit of time on it. Has the minister been invited, and what is his response? We do understand the situation with regard to today, but for any subsequent meeting after today, thank you.
I'm suspecting that in this point, we debated that the minister cannot just come in our committee without inviting himself when there was an argument, why is he not with us? And we said in future, when we need to minister, like what we've done when we were faced with this scale of whatever, of the committee asked to that the minister must come in the account. We did that, but it rose out of members that when DG was here, which was invited to present, and then members, they were saying, where is our minister? We have been not seeing him. And they were said, when committee meets minister, they must tell us that we invite him. So I'm suspecting that what we are asking is, they were actioning what was said. As I'm sitting here, I'm not hearing anything that was proposed by committee, that we need to minister on such a day for APC. I'm seeing a follow-up of Honorable Fultano. Honorable Malachi.
On the same topic, but on a slightly different topic, given that on page one, there are two actions that both relate to the minister, and I was going to suggest that on a date we can secure, since there is an indication of the 17th March, I was going to propose that on the agenda we include an update on the recent issue just alluded to of the match fixing scandals, given that the last interaction we got subsequent to our meeting was those confidential letters that were sent to members of the committee, and given that there will be, if the minister will be coming to the committee on that date, we might as well use it to deal with pertinent matters that relate to the minister's actions.
Honourable members, this is another proposal. I will all agree that the minister must come and present what Honourable Malas is saying. Agreed? Okay. What you want to say?
Mr. Fultani asked whether we as a committee has acted or invited. I have drawn up a draft letter to the minister saying what the committee would like him to discuss, inviting him to the next meeting at which the DG and SRSA will also be. But obviously this is the time when we were still going to maybe add a few things, so once the committee meeting is over, that letter will be finalized and the chairperson will sign it and it will be sent.
Honorable member, was given this office that they must invite a minister, and he actually is saying that this thing, it's actioned for 17 March. Agreed? Any other thing in page one?
Thanks, Chair. On the issue, on the progress, the invitation will be prepared for the 17th. I think maybe if we can just get to the community, or they can write it in this way, invitation has been issued, than saying will be prepared, which means the invitation is not yet prepared. It's still going to be prepared, or okay.
The progress report that I must see that letter and sign. So we are accepting what they are reporting, that they've got this proposed date, and I must sign on behalf of the committee. Can you take us through the thing of petition?
The petition that was received from Jazon Loherman, she's a young athlete. I think she lives in Darling area. She's that brilliant young athlete who won gold for South Africa at the Youth Olympics in China, I think. This letter came via the department, the Committee of Basic Education, was sent to our desk, and immediately, because of the urgency, we sent it to Deputy Minister's office. And they said, don't worry, we will deal with this, and next thing we knew, this young woman came back with gold. So that was a very practical and swift action. It was just, they just helped. They saw the merit and the need, and that the ministry just helped her.
I'm somebody who was got not bad memory. I don't know about this petition, and this is the first time that I've seen it, and it's absent. So while Susune is reporting, it's news to me as a chairperson. Sometimes there are other people, they can confirm that one, that they know, they've read. I don't know about this one. But do you think that does it need us to say something if it's education data and able?
No, sir. I remember one meeting sometime last year. They brought a series of petitions, and they tabled all of those petitions. So these two might be one of them. But in the management, I raised it that we need to deal with petitions in a particular manner, because you can't bring petitions one by one and expect that the committee will do justice. I agree with Sune that it's a prerogative of the committee, but we need to say these are the petitions, like they attempted to do in the last minute, in the last meeting, where they just tabled and then action, because that is how we should deal with them. So members, they should also remember, maybe members did not go to each and every petition, but they did present the petitions.
I think the issue of petitions, they were, as the Honourable Halukuma says, a series of petitions was brought, but I don't think we individually dealt with them for actioning about what should be done. But I think, based on what Sune has explained briefly, I think in this case, without sounding like I'm speaking for her, that there would be agent staff that might, you know, need attention at that time. And maybe that is for household staff household operations to determine their agency, whether by waiting for a committee to see it will delay dealing with it then, because I'm presuming this was based on the need to get the young lady to the games. So that could have been the issue. But it's just a matter of, as the Honourable Al-Huma says, all we should have an item dedicated to them once, you know, they are gathered, and we can deal with agent ones, and then long-term ones deal with them, rather than on an ad hoc basis.
Thank you, Honourable Members. Is your hand up?
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Yes, I'm delighted to hear that Gazelle has brought gold. But I think the communication between the support staff and the chairperson just need to be checked up. It's not good that when we sit here, the chairperson is not aware of, it doesn't matter how good the work has been done. And so then the chairperson just knows the urgency, speak to the chairperson. The chairperson is so responsible for our committee. The chairperson knows they have other things running around doing. So I think you just need to communicate to the chairperson, so the chairperson knows what is taking place within the committee. Thank you.
There is no in front of me Sister Sunay saying it was not addressed to committee of sport. I'm suspecting really that's why you are not familiar with this. Some of us we like to read. That's why I was saying that it's news, but now it's clarifying saying it was not addressed to committee of sport. But unfortunately, they've put it on the action. That's why I was saying that with action what? So if you want to say something on this, I'll give you that.
Thank you, Chair and members. I just wanted to say on this one in particular, in fact, the both of these petitions of Mr. including that of Mr. Zumeli, the agency at which they were received, they needed attention, and this one of Giselle came from the PC of basic education to the committee, and Sunay just, because in the previous meeting when we dealt with petitions, what the committee has indicated is that it is something that staff can sit and decide what process should be followed. We can advise as such. I think that's just to take from Ms. Evans to say we must just communicate those actions with the chair, because what we thought was, this would be better if this person can be advised to follow this procedure and therefore take it up from there instead of bringing it to the committee. There are those, of course, that will need the attention and the agency of the committee. I wanted to say, including this one of the this was from Mr. Gumede, who's one of the promoters whose tournament was saying was cancelled and so on, so was appealing for committee's intervention. So we also advise that he goes through the structures that are better served to take that through. So we didn't think that it was necessary also to bring it to the attention of the committee. But of course, to bring it to the attention of the chairperson that of such actions that we've taken. Thanks, Chair.
Good morning, everyone. I think if you can check everything that is happening today, it's all about communication and management of the committee. Because at the beginning, we had these misunderstandings. To my understanding, everything that comes to the committee, the chair must be clarified and know everything. Not come here and she's seeing something for the first time and all that. I think behind this committee, this room, you must talk as management of the committee, because this thing of coming here and having misunderstandings is not okay. Thank you.
They are human beings. For instance, the error that we have apologized and what all Honorable Abrams and seconded by Honorable Muteka will take care of. It won't happen again. You have agreed that we must sit as management, but I'm sure this is the first time of kind that some other things are presented in the committee, not processed in the management. Order that now we must ask amongst ourselves, and you are wondering what is going on. It won't happen. Thank you, Honorable Members. Oversight visit, I don't think we have any other thing completed with amendments. Report drafted and adopted, we agreed. Strategic plan adopted, APP developed and circulated to members. Oversight pre-visit not undertaken, later approval of the oversight trip. Can you explain what does this mean?
Yes, Chair. Members will recall that the oversight trip one had to be cut short one because of constraints of budget, but also because we had to reduce and remove certain things within the oversight, attending the Unite for Mandela campaign and the work that was taking place. So the redrafting of the oversight trip itself and the approvals only were approved the first day before the weekend that we had to leave for Gauteng for the oversight. So there was no way that without the political approval that a pre-visit would have been taken by the researcher at that time. So that those late arrangements were also the ones that caused the delay. That's why we say it was not undertaken as a result of the late approvals. Thanks.
But I'm having a right honourable we discuss one other problem that it occurred in the department not notifying, not inviting us in something was happening was aware in lottery in Daba that were not aware and indigenous games. But when it comes in other things that I'm thinking that we need to be present, we took another stance as this committee. We need to be consistent. We cannot not to be part of some very important events of sport and saying that we don't have money, we don't. This is a committee. This committee needs to prioritize what must be taken. We complained and we complained to the department saying that why were you not invited us? Because in the Indaba lottery, the NCOP and the chiefs left us to go to that event and we felt offended. But sometimes when I don't know what is it, that when we were supposed to attend this thing that he is telling us, we were complaining that you know there's no need that we must go there, the budget, we must be frank. What do we want? How can we, that the nation is hosting something that we're fighting for, and when we're supposed to go there, we are not talking in one language. I want to engage with you on that. What do we want exactly? It's not about you anymore, but I was worried saying that in this parliament, when you exhaust your budget, there are monies that the committee must apply in order that we must fulfill our mandate. I don't think it's not our mandate to be part of what we are fighting for in this committee. Maybe this is a broad statement to me, and when time comes that we are discussing which events must we attend, which events must not, we need to be open, saying that all cannot be there as a committee, that any other committees, or education, but members of sport and recreation, not taking part on their own event. We must be very careful. We don't want to spend the money of the abantu, but we must know what is important for us as a community. Sometimes they will undermine us that when it suits us, we don't want to go, and when sometimes we have an interest, we want to go. So next time when we have invitation, we need to be frank and open that this it's not important, this is very important. I felt that I must raise in the meeting that let's look at our invitation and let's do justice. Because we've put very strong steps to each department. How can that being the committee of sport and recreation and not invited? And when sometimes they invite us, we think that never mind,
tax money is people know, we know, but we must be frank and take decision, firm decision. Can we pass?
No, thank you very much on that one. I think it's an anomaly that had to happen. And we are hoping that also on our side, management will assist us in that regard, because it's the committee's responsibility to play oversight in those events and main, especially those that the department are flagship of the department. What we were told last year was that the type of the budget system that was used here last year was just a normal a flat allocation to all committees that was given. But this year, fortunately, we have done our strat plan. What we have to do now is our APP, so where we are going to prioritize all this, including this event that we want to attend this year. So that in itself will allow us to determine how much budget is the committee going to need, including its oversight trip, both domestic and international study tours. So we are hoping that with the budget system that is introduced, it will allow the committee to be able then to attend some of these events. Already we know well in advance that there are these types of events, so the committee will have to choose in the mixture. So I'm hoping that this year that situation will not be the same as last year, Chair. Thanks.
I'm suspecting that we can meet here within the budget, which we're not costing it as ourselves. So maybe let's hope that we look at our all events that we must be part, because I'm suspecting that the business plan, if we call it business plan, was forwarded, and whoever was going to take care of our work as this committee, they will look at what we've proposed. Honorable Manas, Honorable Dad.
Thanks, Chair. I think we previously also had a discussion about this, about the invitation that came through from SAPA for that meeting in Durban, and that's where the budget issue came into play. Mm-hmm. I think what we also need as a committee perhaps is to do two things. In line with what you've proposed now about what would be the possible events that would be worth doing oversight is not only on the department but even through some federations when they've got key events. And then for the content advisor and the researcher to come back to say, we have identified this, and we have recommended this based on their strategic objectives with the committee, and then for the committee to decide which ones do we then proceed with. On the issue of funding vis-a-vis the importance here, I just think last year was a very awkward period because finances were restricted, but we wanted to do as much as possible within a short space of time. So perhaps also in doing that is to address the issue of the sizes of delegations when we need to do as much as possible, because sometimes it might not be possible for the entire committee to go there. So maybe perhaps we also need, in saying that, to come up with a model to say that in line of our finances, for us to get the most out of them, let's have a way in which, rather than full delegations, we can have small delegations to do as much, and those can be discussed per genio, just so that we can do as much as possible without a sense that we are choosing luxurious activities and ignoring the ones that require us to do our oversight work.
Thank you, sir. Let me deliver my parting shot. One,
to take the meeting a better place.
So we need not be apologetic about the fact that this meeting is deliberating so exhaustively on minutes. I think we needed to have so much time to go through the minutes. There's so much that was left behind. And I want to say thank you and congratulations to the support staff for bringing up all these matters. You know, we're having a very, very serious and, you know, and demanding meeting. So unfortunately, I've got to leave. Now, secondly, on the question of insufficient attendance of events by ourselves, there is something that is not happening, which is having an impact, I would say, on me individually. Our minister is keeping such a wide distance from us. We virtually do not feel
and have the opportunity to engage with him. We see him on TV just like ordinary South Africans, yet we're members of the community. If he is strict with the fact that he will only come on invitation, this gap is not going to help the development of sport, because if he were to program himself to be with us even just once a quarter, that would make a big impact on us. We're here as politicians. We are not always comfortable to be dealing month after month, week after week, only with administration from head office. And this has an impact then when you are invited to an event and wonder, am I even going to be seen by the minister? Will he even recognize me? Does he know that I'm so-and-so and I'm serving in the sports portfolio committee? Because we've just never met the man since the beginning of the new parliament. I haven't been fortunate enough to meet with him at all, except, in the assembly when we're deliberating on the budget. So there isn't that, association between himself and us. And at a personal level, I must say that that's how I look at it. If he's not bothered to come to us, why would I bother? I would see him on TV just like ordinary South Africans. I'm not short of money to fly to Joburg and put up in an hotel, hire a car to go to the nearest hotel where the venue is. I'm not that much short of money, but I must say that when you come, when those thoughts cross your mind, you say, why should I bother? Thank you.
Honorable members, I don't even want to respond. I don't know what Honorable Fultan wants us to do. Really, we know the executive how they must come and how, but I'm just conscious. I was thinking that we'll rescue the committee to propose I don't know what, because we've indicated that the committee, if it wants a minister, we do have a right and a liberty. But if a minister will come and show faces in the committee without an agenda, I don't think I'm happy about what we are saying. I want a substance. Why do you want ministers to be in the committee? Even DGs, they don't always come to the committee. Why should the minister? I don't get exactly your point. What do you want about our minister? And this is very strange. Since some of us have been in parliament since 1997, this question is the very first question, and we have agreed as this committee saying that if a committee does want a minister, we have a liberty of talking in this committee to a chairperson, and a chairperson will talk to the staff that. But the way that we are talking, I don't know what you want exactly to say. Honorable Adams, so don't respond. You have put your point and you have got a right, and we have got a right to reply what you want. I don't understand what you want exactly. Honorable Adams, Honorable Rascom.
Abrams. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Yes, I just need clarity on our mandate as members of parliament, because my concern is that we are not dependent on the minister to attend our portfolio committee meetings. It is part of what we need to do, but not if the minister is present and we don't attend. Yes, the minister needs to be present on occasions as we've agreed when we need him, but I don't think it's necessary for the minister to be present every time we are. Thank you.
No, Chair, well, we'll control our budget, because we went to a strategic plan. We'll complete that, do APP, and then see which events we want to attend. But all the time, we won't have enough money to do whatever happens. We can't compete with the department. I don't think we are going to be in a position. Unless we can become innovative, the point that Honorable Malachi was making. I also raised it some time back that if we want to be everywhere, we might have to be innovative to the extent that we might divide ourselves in terms of where we come from, trying to save in order to can do more things, being few, but all those things represent the committee at the end of the day. I mean, we can do that. So I think as soon as we do that exercise, we have to ensure that we concretize innovation as well.
I was thinking that we've passed that and we've agreed, but I was thinking that we are responding. The issue now on point is about the honorable Sultan. I was not aware that we are still going back. Now we're covered that what we are saying, that's what we're saying. Let's clarify in order that we must not be seen as if sometimes we want to be there, sometimes we don't. But to the points Honorable Malaz and Utebo and what now you're emphasizing, we are all agreed upon. Honorable Malaz.
Thanks, Chair. I just want to be a bit proactive about this issue that maybe perhaps the committee needs a discussion on when is it appropriate to bring the minister, to invite the minister to here, to the committee. And the one idea I can think of on the top of my head is when it deals with the with issues of pressing importance that come up time to time that the committee can then deliberate upon. But I also think what is also essential would be to determine, you know, the appropriateness and effectiveness of inviting the minister when we're dealing with, you know, the financial management of the department and the leadership, because the issue that I think is the root cause of all of this, without trying to be a Sangoma rating what other people might have been thinking at different times, is that we didn't have that opportunity for the engagement when the financial, when the annual report, for instance, was presented, and that might have stayed with some people for some long time. But I think what the committee could then do is to be proactive in saying, what do we think should be the standard things that we can call the minister to, and what could be other things that could be left to developing pertinent issues, as we have done for the only time we came to the committee when we dealt with the issue of the match fixing scandal, which was a developing thing that came up. And then I think maybe it will help resolve some of the misunderstanding and tensions around this issue.
Honorable Malas, it can't have tensions. Maybe the way that Honorable Sultan presented, we can think that there's a tension. Maybe it's the way that he's presenting himself. I'm giving you assurance that this committee agreed whenever we want to minister. I'm repeating this. We've agreed, we've discussed whenever we want to minister. We must call. A minister must not come and sit in our committee. We don't need to be babysitted. So when time comes, as we've agreed, as we are emphasizing that, we cannot just agree as we're sitting here how many times that we need, because things will be happening, feeling that we need our minister to come and clarify. That's what I'm thinking we're discussing upon. Before Mr. Sultan, you raise your hand, let me give the members to reflect on what we have proposed. I've said there's a right, but we need to process this. I've seen Utadangapa Kwako and Ukomreti. And the young guy
Thank you, Chair. First of all, Chair, the minister is part of the portfolio committee. He's a member of the portfolio committee. No, I want to clarify this. I know. I'm talking about President Zeno. Before he became the minister, he was a member of parliament.
if you are a member of parliament, you are allocated to portfolio committees, and then you become the minister of portfolio committee of sports and recreation. But I don't think it is necessary for us to tell the minister that he's not coming, because it's our obligations to ask the minister to come to the portfolio committee. But we have a DG who's responsible for what is happening in the portfolio committee, because he's the head of the department. So I think somebody who needs to be blamed if there is some shortfall is the DG of the portfolio committee. You can call the minister if you want some clarity. You can call the minister if there is some issue that he must come and emphasize on what you want as a committee. But as I said that I don't think it's necessary for us to dwell on the minister coming or not coming of the minister, because we have an agenda here. We have an agenda here, which is supposed to follow and finish.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning, colleagues. No, sir, I think you have rubbed it correctly to indicate that we can only call the minister when there is a need to do so. But I also would want to understand the point Mr. Fikstan is speaking from. That perhaps the minister or Mr. Kudani must have, you know, experienced something. I know it's a person. It is so embarrassing when you are a member of parliament and of this committee, and the minister of the department does not know you. It's so embarrassing. I've seen it happening, but not to me. It's so embarrassing. And it's even worse when the minister would just pass on you without even noticing that you are around. But I'm saying, Chairperson, that like you put it, let us wait until we have pressing issues that we can call the minister for, rather than saying come 1, 2, 3 or twice or thrice or 5 times a year. I think there would be instances where we would call the minister and because there is a need, and the minister would come. And maybe before a week or 2 weeks passes, we'd call the minister again because there is a need to do so. And I think, Chairperson, you are putting it correctly there. Let's wait until there is a matter that is pressing for the minister to come. And I don't think it is something that we need to, you know, dwell upon and waste time on it. I think you have correctly concluded it, Chairperson, and thank you very much.
Thank you. I think last year, Minister came to the committee. When we demanded that he must come and clarify that match fixing thing, so he did come. And then every time we have an issue that we think the minister must come and account to it, we will call him. And I don't think if he comes to this committee and we all work, we all do our work and participate, he will notice you. He'll know you. If really you push him to the fierce extent, he'll know you. There's no need of saying maybe he pass you whatever and without knowing you. But if he comes here and then you interject with him, he'll know you. I don't think we have to worry around that. But the fact is, when we want him, he must come. If there's an issue for us to talk to him, he must come. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Members.
Do you still want to pursue your point? Okay.
Thank you, sir. I am in a position where I can compare the performance of the Minister of Sport with the performance of the other ministers, because I'm serving in three other committees: Public Works, Agriculture, as well as Land Reform. I have seen those ministers at least once every month, not necessarily by invitation. They regard it as their duty to come and account. We don't have to look for them. They come, to the extent of even offering their cell numbers to say, before you go and blast me out in the media and all that, talk to me about a given issue. That is the kind of rapport. If we are here with the assumption that we support the department as well as to engage with it by saying, please don't do it this way, rather do it that way, that is oversight work. If the minister sitting in Pretoria saying that I'll come only on invitation, he wants to ensure that there is a big gap between his department as well as ourselves. Now, if the regulations say that it is upon the committee to invite, why is it that these other ministers, three of them, have got such an appetite, and the Minister of Sport does not have that appetite? Because if it's discretionary, it means he's got no appetite.
Honorable Fulda, my main worry is to compare us with other committees which we are serving. You must put your facts, but don't compare us with the other committees, because we don't know why that is happening. And as this committee, we have discussed that when we need to minister, we must call. So, go on. I'm having a hand.
Thank you, sir. Specifically, I would like for the minister to be with us when we're discussing issues of policy. We would know, you would be the first person to know that we're going to be discussing a matter which affects policy of a given particular code or general. I heard in the media, for instance, that rugby, he made a statement to the fact that rugby would be significantly transformed only in 2019. And this is worrisome to me. And that's one of the main reasons why I said, I'm not going to miss this meeting if we're going to have SA rugby here. And this has been very much in the media. We still, personally, I still do not know how we came to that conclusion. That's a serious policy matter. We've been talking with that person since 1992. But there he agrees, to that. Maybe this matter was discussed in a committee in which, from which I was not present. In which I was not present. It's possible. I will concede. But when it comes to matters that affect policy, and public participation, because that's where now all of us, including him, we come here as public representatives. How is this going to impact? Now it's for him, and as well as for the program leaders, the management, to say, for this instance, we need to have the minister. I would only end there, Chairperson. Honestly, we need to have our minister coming. Thank you.
Honorable Fulton, we have put your points. We are coming back on what we have all said. When we need a minister, someone like just now yourself, talking about the worry, the policy, and the rugby. You have a right to come to this committee to say, honorable members, I've seen minister in the media. Can we call him? I don't think this committee is saying that now. We cannot do that. That's what he was saying. But if we are generalizing that other ministers are coming, let's call me a minister for the topic that you want him to clarify. So the way that when you put this thing, I was wondering, what do you want? And you, the way that you were putting as if a minister is compelled to come and sit to our committee, like that he must be with us, his guest, he, but now when we've said all of these members saying that when need comes, we are not going to say, no, why do you want our minister? We have the right to call him and collectively will be agreeing and understand what are we calling him for. So I'm saying that I was thinking that when these members are contributing, you were listening them carefully and hearing that they are not rejecting the totality of your point, but the way that you put the point, sometimes you want to do what our constituents saying, yeah, but Babone TV, yeah, but Babone. No, you were too general, as if maybe you have something with our minister. The way you put it, the way you put it, I once honourable member went somewhere with honourable Patelile Wolomis. They were saying, "Oh, thank you that honourable Fulani comrade, you are here. This chief, we only saw him in TV. So, do you still want to say something in Pai?"
No, thank you, Chairperson. A little bit, we have just covered a little bit, because at least we have deliberated a lot on these issues. So I would propose progress, really. And we are looking forward to the budget so that we know what is going to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm suspecting that with the agenda like this, it's open that we must not be focused on it. You see, because we have got no topic on the table, we ended up general as leaders. Now, really, I'm putting this that whilst maybe our administrators, they were genuinely wanted that we must engage with issues, but if we have nothing on the table, just discussing the action of minutes, we're going to be bogged in such discussion, which is not right. We are all leaders here. We must guard against these things. Mm. You have cautioned us, and we have taken that, honourable members. Look at this time that we have taken something which was not in the agenda, and that was discussed. Reference of minutes of 23 October, concerns for school sport curriculum, researcher to request the information, no report as yet. What does this mean, yes, Sune?
At the meeting with the German delegation, the committee requested a copy of the German document on school curriculum, sport curriculum. This document was requested, we received it, it was in German, it was forwarded to members, but it's in German. They did not have an English document available.
It's like we didn't receive the document, because no, we need to, that the office must process, that it must be translated. We do have translation in this parliament. We need it. So thank you that this concern, this action, we are saying you still need that document, and if you do have it, you were supposed that immediately you must take to a translation. We're asking you to do that. If it's having involvement, of course, go to the office of House Chairperson, saying that this is information that the committee needs, and it came like ABC, in order that they must not take from our budget. But also, if Germans, they did come here with their translators, so maybe we need to look on those avenues. They didn't come alone. They were having their interpreters. So I don't think it's right that they've given us the German version through their German language. Mm-hmm. So let's the office be proactive, look at how can we get that document in the English version. Contacts for projects, researcher to request for information. Say something about this.
At that meeting, there was a request that was made to for members
project, but they would like to be assisted within sport. That information must be brought, and the German embassy will liaise with those members to see how they can best be assisted in that.
Just to remember that, honourable members, yes, now I do remember. And then let's proceed to page 3. Okay, honourable Abrams.
On behalf of Honourable Nana, she just left now. She'd like to add at the events that some members actually participated and received medals at the Mandela Day. Please, if you can just correct it, she insists that you please add it. Thank you.
We'll appreciate that those honourable members who presented the committee and got medals were supposed. It was supposed to be pronounced, really. Let's do it in the next meeting formally. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. We'll come with our medals and I'll show you everything.
Yes, thank you so much.
One of those.
Understand what this means, because as we are sitting here, we've got a report saying that it is too expensive in the schools. Our education also is complaining the fee that they must pay when these kids wanted them to be tested, but they will. Please elaborate on this.
Chair, you recall that there was a call during that meeting, actually it was not the first time, that the Schools Act be amended such that the aspect of testing kids at schools be incorporated in that to avoid further doping cases within school-going learners. And the Deputy Minister did indicate that in the further consultations that are going to be taking place, and that aspect, during the review process, that aspect will be considered. So, of course, we don't know where, and it's not within the committee's mandate to look to know where the Schools Act amendment process is at. So, perhaps at that next meeting, we'll get a progress.
Honourable Madam?
I think on topic number 4, I'm not sure if this is accurate. Joint meeting of MEC of Sports and Education to deliver a plan, to develop a plan that will deliver MOU. I think it might be referring to either Ministers of Education and Sport. Yeah, so that needs to be corrected. But on number 3, on SRSA requested committee to ask society to invest more in sports. I see the action there is an indication that BBR members requested for increase of funding, that perhaps it might be useful also to get a sense from Treasury, either through a visit to the committee, about what are the possible avenues that are there for increasing investment in sports. Well, of course, you know, without bypassing the process of this BBR review, but it might also help us understand the complexities that government is currently facing with investing more in sport, if we can get a briefing on what are some of the challenges and what are some of the opportunities that are in there, because this is increasingly becoming an obstacle to the full implementation of the National Sports and Recreation Plan.
Agreed, which means we are furthering giving you action. We want to discuss this thing that we are supporting this increase in our budget, but also as this committee, we have this problem of a plan that is there, not budgeted. And we even said, we know the implication and we know the problem of the economy, but we said if it comes to a push, treasurer can address us, maybe. Can we say that Minister, because when Minister tabled this, supported by the committee, to the executive, each minister did get a response while treasurer is not agreeing on the presentation. I'm suspecting that Honorable Malaza, if for that reason, minister, we can call him to come and brief us, and then we take him from there. I'm suspecting that it's going to be correct. And then if we are feeling as a committee that treasurer must come, but let's first ask our minister to come and brief us what were the reasons that our plan is not. And after we gave the minister a mandate, if you still remember, that we need, that he must go back to treasurer, and let's seek his response. Thank you. Honorable.
To make sure I understand you correctly, Chair. Are you suggesting that we give the Minister the first opportunity to brief us on what their interaction was, and then subsequent to that we can establish? Okay, that is fair.
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Member. Any other thing? Hey, this comrade thing, hey, comrade, I don't know what does that mean, but it's sometimes the comradeship, I can say, even that you are not in my party, that's comrade. It's not offensive, and I'm used on it. And immediately that I'm saying to you as colleagues, I've seen both of you always laugh at me. Most of the time I'm saying comrades, but I'm trying to correct myself. I'm having an honorable member. That this is very strange to me, that he is keeping quiet like this. The honorable colleague, I don't know, no, I know his name, don't know what's going on. Happy New Year, honorable member. I'd love to hear your voice.
Thank you, Chair. I'm in fact not feeling very well.
Unlike you, I'm telling you. Okay.
I'm pushing myself.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going.
You know that I'm the leader that knows the members of them. We cannot just have that honorable member not saying a word. Okay. Can we pass page 3 or is any other thing that. And,
okay, sir. I just need a clarity on this SRSA, DG and DDE to present at quarterly meeting of DDE with district directors. I'm not sure I understand.
I'm sorry, honorable members, may I be excused, honorable Whip, chairing this meeting. I've got a crisis just now. When I was seeing this call coming in, I gave it to Utebo. Let me attend this crisis. Also, I must tell you that my brother-in-law passed on in a car accident. I'm going to bury him this coming weekend. I was trying to be myself, but now just I'm having another crisis that I must go and take care of. With due respect, my leaders, may I be excused?
Yes, I'll share the meeting, sir.
I'm here.
I remember when we went to Overflight, it was a very, very fruitful, and there was somebody who elected himself to be a deputy chair.
So we are through with the meeting. Is there any other matter? Any other matter? Because you got this document before.
Which I'm not sure. I was just checking on page 3, the sitting above steering team. Implement the MOU headed by DT. The alteration is an updated to the process. I'm trying to find the what for the time frame. We have the time frame here because if you can check the progress to be included as part of the meeting request. But it doesn't mean that we have the time frame because this request, this is very important. Actually, this is very important. Thank you.
You want to explain that, Sune? The setting up of the steering team to implement the memorandum of understanding.
It was something that the Deputy Minister of Basic Education said this is, in my private capacity, a proposal. Would you like me to read it to you, what he said? It will just be easier. It's a paragraph. It was something that he proposed as would be a very practical, workable thing, but it was not moved as a decision in the meeting formally.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, why don't we confine ourselves to this thing? Otherwise, we won't finish. Because this is matters arising from the meeting, the joint meeting.
Yeah,
for the benefit of members, matters arising from the joint portfolio committee meeting between DBE portfolio committee and ourselves. So I thought we must try to confine ourselves there. Sometimes even time frames might be difficult because it's dependent on the two departments. You remember last time I asked whether if we deliberate on the minute, preparing close-track meetings, whether that is going to happen. So I'm just raising it so that we must not lose it because we might end up giving ourselves more actions from a joint meeting. So we should avoid that. Honorable Malachi.
Thanks, sir. I think maybe what we can do is on items on joint meetings that have a direct impact to our department is to maybe suggest that the actions that be directed to our department to take the lead in initiating that, so that at least we know that from our side we have initiated a process, and then maybe when the department comes in, because it's not common that we have regular joint meetings, but they can update us on those efforts on those joint issues.
Yeah. So I saw you wanted to clarify something. Whether you want me to give Sune a chair, because you see, My problem is when Sune has interacted with somebody outside of the confines of the meeting.
Thank you. I think this setting up of a steering committee would have been first presented by the meeting of the DGs with the district director. And as a result of the outcome of that meeting, the proposal being to take this with the steering committee. So
the initiative and an update. We'll first start with whether the meeting that was supposed to have taken place in December with the two DGs and the district officers would have taken place, and therefore the outcome thereof, which would have included the sitting up of the steering committee. So in essence, when we refer to the update, it might have not happened, but just outside this, in the structures of the school sports setup, you'd have what they call the district coordinating committee. You'd have provincial coordinating committees, and there's a national coordinating committee where both departments usually sit. So the setting up, whether it's relevant or not, also one tends to think it's the steering committees there, is the relevance of the district committees, what is the role, because I'm assuming that they would have been playing the same role. But it will not be wrong, Chair, to request a follow-up meeting and an update of what has happened with the steering committee. For all I know is that what will be reported on are the district coordinating committees and provincial coordinating committees as they are.
So we will just tighten it by saying we'll make a follow-up with the department, our own department, on that matter. Is it fine?
Yes.
Okay. Honorable Mabika?
I don't know, but my observation with regards to these joint meetings is that we are we are pushing ourselves into the Department of Education, but on their side, they are not interested. I don't know whether there is another way of putting it. It doesn't look like they are willing to take sport the way we want it to be. They don't seem to be interested in considering sport as their core function. It's like as schools have just started, they take teaching seriously, because that is what they will be charged on at the end of the year, about matric results and all other things. So you will meet them like we have met with them, and they will show interest when we discuss issues, but at the end of the day, nothing seem to be to be taking place, because you'll remember they will only tell you about the physical. When you tell them about sports in schools, they will say, yeah, we are doing it. They will tell about physical education only. You remember the lady who was making a presentation? It was as if they are just where we want them to be, about the physical education that they are trying to do. But it's a fact, as we all know, that physical education does not help learners to play sport. They just run around during that, and it's only the class, it's not a team thing. It's only the class, grade 1 or grade 2, during that time. They will go out with their educator and run around, but that does not make school to participate in sport, does not make a school to be ready to compete with other schools. So I don't know, it's just a feeling that I have got, that to say, if there was any other way to engage even further, I don't know how and where, to make them realize the importance of this school sport, because we shall keep on meeting them. They will tell us about physical education. When we go away, they don't mind, they don't care about sport. They continue teaching because they believe that is their core function. That is my take, but if we are not careful, we shall keep on meeting with them, discuss the very same issues until 2019, and nothing will ever change.
Yeah, you are right, but for now, let's just put pressure on them. Let's put that pressure. Because that is the only way that is what we can do, to ensure that we put pressure on them through wanting them to
to do what they have committed, because they have committed. So we must just try to put that pressure on them, because they are our colleagues. You know, it's we are. So we must just be careful how we put that pressure. Mm-hmm. But I think the sense that they have met with them, it's an achievement, because I'm not sure whether the sports committee, our friend here, has been there before us, and they were having the same frustration. So my take really is that maybe we should just continue doing that, and then we'll escalate it. Sometimes we'll end up debating it at the assembly, but for now let's just stick to the fact that we have met them, try to push our department to do everything in their power to ensure that they commit to the commitments that they have given. Honorable Manana.
Thanks, Chairperson. I agree with you, Chairperson, when you talk about maybe we must put a pressure on them. But those teachers, since some of them, they're still going to go maybe for the training for that physical education, but they mustn't say it. They must act to those children. And those teachers who must go to the training, they must have a passion with sports, because once they go there, if they don't have a passion, they're not going they're not going to implement whatever they came back with them. Because even the inter and the intra-school, it's going to assist us. If you talk about the pressure, we must insist about the inter-school and the intra-school. These schools must participate on these national events each and every year. Thank you.
Members, can we then go to page 4? Page 4 is still the continuation with the joint meeting. Up to page 6. Because we touched on many issues in that joint meeting. So my take really is that we should ensure that all of these issues are the issues that we must raise with the department, so that they keep on putting pressure in their interaction with DBE. Because they committed to doing some of those things. So from our side, we just have to ensure that we don't lose all of those issues to raise with our department. Can we move?
Yes.
To page 6. Reference is 4th November 2014. Request for members to verify with SASCOV, yeah. Still in progress. Any issue on page 6? Honorable Stoller.
Thank you, Chairperson. Concept number 3, ESCOM report on provincial activities. A recent request should be made to follow up. Have they made the report, or they should be made? Because they said no letter has been provided as yet. That's what is happening here.
Yeah, no, the SASCOC has mentioned that they will provide the committee with the report on provincial activities. So on our side, we have to make a follow-up to request that provincial report, the provincial report.
Okay. I think because this is our competence, we might have to ensure that you make that follow-up format.
that all the things that they have committed, so that once we meet with them, it must we must not raise that, well, you have promised this, at least we have actioned, because you remember the chairperson was saying action minutes are seized, because once we have agreed with what action to take, you then interact with your colleagues as officials to ensure that we get whatever has been agreed to.
Any other issues on page 6? Honorable Stone.
Thank you, Chairman. The last one, Chairman, the follow-up meeting for to address funding issues for sport by provinces. Because that one, it can help with the development of sports in schools and especially in rural areas. Is that one can be actually consolidated?
Okay, so we have to ensure that once we invite the minister, this issue we need to raise it with the minister, that our view is that the holding provinces accountable in terms of the money that we give, it must be addressed, and the minister should give us feedback once he has raised that with the MECs. Devoko?
Thank you very much. I think, Chair, we have included it in the agenda. The importance there of, but also to understand also the limitation, is that the allocations that provinces get, the equitable share from the provincial treasuries, most of them have raised that they only cover administrative part. It doesn't increase to go to further to provinces. So they rely more on the conditional grants. And I think there's only one or two provinces, Free State and the Western Cape, which over and above the conditional grants and the equitable, they are able to increase their funding for programs from their equitable share. So this matter, I think it's important that it be raised at that level, just so there be a balance of how funding is distributed for programs. Yeah.
I think it will make a follow-up because it's crucial. I mean, this issue that the certain provinces add on top of what they get, others don't add. Because sometimes you find that even provinces that are rich, they don't even add. So we have to just ensure that we make a follow-up. Otherwise, we when we do oversight, we have to raise it sharply with the provincial departments, because we've got that right to raise these issues with the provincial departments.
Can we then go to page 7?
I'm sorry, Honorable Mabika.
On page 6, Chairperson, members to provide a report from the constituencies. May I be reminded of the intention of that exercise, and if these needs are going to be, after having been identified, will be addressed and by who?
Thank you very much, Chair. At that moment, when the president of SASCOC was speaking at that time, it was, I think, after a question about members saying that there are no certain sporting codes in their constituencies and so on. And he requested that members should compile a list of sporting codes that are played in their constituencies and provide that list. That also alluded to the fact that it is not all sporting codes that would have a presence at the district and the local municipalities have based on their nature. For instance, if you take equestrian as a sport, you might not have it at the provincial and the district level, including provincial level, but only exists at the national level because of its nature and of where the resources for such sporting codes are.
But he did allude to the fact that for sporting codes that are popular within the district and local municipality and constituencies, to be precise, members make a list and determine the needs because he's able to speak and speak to federations in that respect. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, I think Honorable Mabika is right that we might be opening ourselves up. So my take really is that maybe the chair's office, once members have raised all of those things, have a sense of what are the demands and then try to process once we have heard that. I'm not sure whether I'm being helpful, because the point that Mabika is raising, that point, if it is loose, because it's us here, that needs to say, this is what we think is a gap in our constituencies. And then once we have agreed, ensure that we channel it to the department. And then the department will see how that it channel it to SASCOC, because SASCOC is not responsible for this thing. SASCOC has got a particular mandate. So I think that's good, Honorable Mabi, that you brought that to our attention, that maybe we need to tighten it, that we submit to the chair and then ensure that we direct those things to the department. And then the department can interact with the department will interact with SASCO, and then we can monitor from there in terms of the needs of members. Can we close it at that?
I suppose if I just can share some of the most important things to do with this so that they can be coming through the chair and there can be a management process that deals with them. Otherwise, it will leave us very vulnerable to other things.
Okay.
All
right. So can I then go to page 7, reference the 11th November 2014. Invitation of the ECG. You remember we raised concern that we haven't met the eminent person. And then the minister is also repeated there. So we'll consider that when we review the minutes, we might raise the issue of the ECG. And then briefing about the facility plan.
Okay. I think we run the risk of overloading that agenda with the minister for the 17th. You know, I'm just concerned that it might be too overloaded, that we might not have enough time to address all of that. So maybe the issue of the EPG can be a stand-alone issue given the extensive engagement we need with them based on that. I'm just hearing that we have added so many items on the agenda for the meeting with the minister, and I understand that we must use every opportunity to get with the minister as much, but it might not be fully to advantage if we cluster in everything and we can't go through all of them, unless it's a standalone meeting. I'll take your guidance.
Well, I thought because the we can invite EPG, because the EPG is the committee of the minister. So I was saying we'll raise the need for EPG to come and brief us with the ministers. Not that EPG will be coming on that day. It's just to ensure that the minister should understand why we are of the view that the EPG must come and brief us. Because it's the advisor, it's the committee that is formed. It advises the minister. Not that it is, but otherwise we all have time that EPG must come on that day. You got it, I guess.
Okay.
Any other matter?
No.
Are we in the
Yes, very much.
Okay.
Thank you.